We'll continue with the insights of Sri Ramana. Number 43 in this book. Just as you seek corroboration about the waking state experiences from those whom you see in the waking state, you have to ask for corroboration about the dream experiences from those whom you saw in the dream state, that is, when you were dreaming. Then, in the dream, friends or relations whom you saw in the dream would corroborate you. The main point is, are you prepared when awake to affirm the reality of any of your dream experiences? Similarly, one who has awakened into jnana cannot affirm the reality of the waking experience. From his viewpoint, the waking state is dream. Okay, this is a very profound teaching. A dream is a plane of images. And whoever is in a dream, identified as an image in a dream, is constantly seeking corroboration of that self-image from others in the dream. And the image one wants in the dream is an attractive image, a good image, a positive image, an image that brings a sense of well-being. And so one is always chasing the image. And the image you get is from the mirror of the eyes of the other who corroborates you and says, yes, you're good, you're fine, you're beautiful, you're smart, you're this or that. And one is always then feeling the need to be corroborated in order to hold on to the sense of that image, because you could also get an image saying you're terrible, you deserve to die, you're stupid, you're ugly, you're whatever. You can get a negative image as easily as a positive image in a dream. So if you're identified with an image, you are always in a state of one of the three gunas. Okay, what is a guna? It's a drive for either escaping from a terrible image, that's the tamasic guna. I just want to die because my self-image is so toxic and bad. I got to get out of here. I don't deserve to live. It's too awful. And one falls into the lower death drive. That's all the tamasic guna is. Or one has a sattvic guna image, and one realizes that one wants to get beyond the image. What good is an image of goodness, or an image of holiness, or of purity, or of virginity, or of piety, or of whatever, wealth, beauty, any of the values that one puts on a particular image, if it's only an image? You want the reality, but there's no reality within the dream. So the one who wants to go from an image, even if it's a heroic image, and one has fantasies of being a superhero or being a genius or being whatever, it's an image. And that image cannot be turned into a reality no matter what one does on the plane of the image. And so the sattva guna is the drive to go from the image to the real. And that's what is leading to awakening. If one succeeds in translating the sattva guna into sat. But if one doesn't succeed in doing that, if one is so enamored of one's image, or one is so running away from a shadow image, then one's in the rajasic guna. I would call that the horizontal death drive, where you're constantly running away and running toward and trying to find images that will support the sense of being a good guy or a girl or beautiful or desirable. But as the body image ages, one has to run more quickly, and one can't find that corroborating gaze anymore. And then when one feels the lack of the corroboration of the image that is desired, then the rajasic turns into the tamasic, and one wants to die. So the entire field of the dream is hopeless because of the need for the corroboration by the desire of the other. And this leaves one always in a state of dependence, a state of impotence, a state of hopelessness, a state of fragility, a state in which there can be no stable sense of a real self. And one's life is governed by the need to support one's self-image. And so one doesn't act coherently in accord with the real. One acts irrationally to do things that will make one's image shine in the eyes of others, or at least in one's fantasy of the eyes of the other, because one never knows, and it's never secure, because the other is also oscillating in their image and their projection of images. But that's all that there is in the world of the dream. The real currency is the currency of image trading. But one becomes a traitor when one trades only in images that have certain kinds of hooks and certain kinds of crooks and certain kinds of flips from positive to negative in order to support one's own self-image in a social rajasic ladder of image gallery improvement. But all it is an unreal effort to try to hold on to some photograph of a false self that one can show off and feel proud of to the other. That whole economy of the image is now exhausted because the world has lost its capacity to bring any sense of the real into the image. The world has become so imaginary that there is not even a trace of any true beauty behind the image of beauty, or true intelligence and wisdom behind the image, or true holiness, or true generosity, or whatever is the value that one wants the image to prove, to be able to turn into a sense of credibility that provides the ingress into the offering of the jouissance that the image is intended to be the password into, the portal. So all of these ways in which the self-image attempts to address itself in the world of images that requires the corroboration of the others is doomed to always find itself meeting its own opposite, its own shadow. And therefore, without leaving the plane of images, awakening from it, there is never a true life that ever can begin, never a true self that can be known, never a true understanding of reality. And so if we understand the teachings of Sri Ramana, we know that there never was a Sri Ramana. because most people think of an image on the wall or in a book or whatever as being Sri Ramana. And Sri Ramana's whole teaching is that has nothing to do with who I am. I am imageless. And I am not in this world. This body that is speaking to you is not Sri Ramana. The real speaker is that grace of the self that can come through an image that is surrendered, that has sattvically moved into that space in which there is no longer an interest in the image, and the real, through the surrender to that source of being, is able to speak through the imaginary. That's the meaning of the teachings of a being who has awakened. And it's in that awakening, then, that we become immune to whatever images want to be projected for the corroboration of other people's psychic economies. And one has lost the need for corroboration or the desire to have an image, because all that has any value whatsoever, once the image begins to decay and to decline, and the organism is only an image that one has projected as being a real body, it's only an image in a holographic cinema. But once it begins to age and to die, and that image can't be sustained any longer, or it loses its capacity to think or to feel or any of the other attributes or senses or powers that it imagined that it had, then the only thing that can support one's sense of having being, having an essence, having an ability to hold up one's head and to move in the world with a sense of true love, true beauty, true goodness, is to be without image and to have transcended any dependence or interest upon anything within that imaginary field. This is called dying while alive. To die to the image, to die to the whole field of the imaginary, and to be reborn through the grace of the real, not through the sattvic effort to surrender to the real, but that will produce the grace of the real that you are, that has never had an image, never been interested in an image, never been born, and to whom the whole world of images is so unreal that it cannot be said to exist. It's simply a changing flux that has no reality, nothing to hold on to grasp, nothing that has any value because of its tie to a temporal economy of appearance and disappearance. But what is real, that never disappears because it never appears, but is always present as presence itself, and is always that which is containing and pervading and providing the field in which that world of images can arise and can move with grace and beauty if they are motivated by the real, then one has gained true life, true power, true beauty, true integrity, true godliness. And it's that graduation from all the three death drives and from all of the interest in being corroborated in the imaginary that gives one swatantriya, independence from the need for corroboration or the fear of losing it or the fear of anything happening to that image. And it is that then that gives the power to be real, authentic, true, and for one's life to have value that is eternal and immortal and not based on bodily existence, which is false, short-lived, and imaginary, and has no value unless it is totally animated by the anima, the soul that is surrendered to the pure spirit of the real, that is the force that gives birth to, sustains, and destroys the plane of the imaginary whenever it becomes too ugly, too dark, too false to be worthy of God's mind where it abides. And when it has fallen into adharma, into decay and lawlessness and the lie, and its inhabitants become people of the lie rather than of truth, then that world is withdrawn back into the singularity to be purified of all of its falseness, so that once again a world that expresses the truth of the imageless power of absolute goodness can once again appear. And it is that moment of transition into disappearance and reappearance that we must, at the microcosmic level, accommodate, accompany, and usher in through our own death to the image and rebirth as the real spirit, the Holy Spirit, the pure spirit of the one self that we are. May you know the peace that comes from being free from all interest in images, whether visible images, sonic images, mental images, memory images. But may you know the peace of not being trapped in an image, attacked by an image, needing to promote an image, to receive an image, or to be run by a self-image. And may you know the deeper peace of the real behind all images, including the symbolic images, the metaphysical images, the most etheric, transcendent images, until having died to all images and symbols, one attains the eternal real. And may you have the supreme peace of the realization of that supreme presence, and know that that is all that you have ever been or shall be, and abide in the absolute peace of total freedom, beyond being and non-being, beyond all the opposites that images can take, and attain the real that to anyone in an image can only be the great mystery, and to know that as yourself.